Scientists in the United States have created an entirely new porous material which has a high capacity for taking up carbon dioxide. They say it's relatively low cost and it may be useful to capture emissions from coal-fired power stations. Australian experts say it's a fundamental advance but is still many years away from practical application. Meredith Griffiths reports.
Capturing carbon dioxide can be done, but it's expensive and energy intensive. Dr. Kaya Landsgren may be making it easier. He and his colleagues at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania have created a new kind of porous material that has a high capacity to take up carbon dioxide.
We can make this material also in a pretty simple way, actually simpler than most other materials can be made. We can make them from relatively inexpensive building blocks in simple solution reactions by so-called polycondensation reactions.
How soon do you think this material could be manufactured on a large scale?
Well, in principle, the scale-up is not difficult, so the reaction itself is scalable. So one can make this material at larger scale without difficulties. What we still need to do, though, is basically to develop an engineering process to implement this material then in a device and finally in a power plant.
Diane Wiley works for the Cooperative Research Centre for Greenhouse Gas Technologies. She says new materials are being produced every other day, but not all are worth pursuing.
The obvious next step is to start to test with water and to start to test with gas mixtures, because from our experience in the CO2 CRC, that's usually where you can very quickly sort out, are these materials then attractive to go on to larger scale testing?
Professor Wiley says the current form of Dr. Landsgren's new material isn't useful, and she's also questioned if it could be reproduced on a mass scale and how much that would cost. Nevertheless, she says it's good to see the research.
We'll probably have to make lots and lots of materials as a scientific community until we find one that can actually work more cheaply and more energy efficiently.
Dr. Lincoln Patterson runs the carbon capture program at the CSIRO. He says Dr. Landsgren's work is a fundamental advance.
It still needs to be taken a long way towards practical application, but it's exciting that these sorts of advances are being made, and it's a fertile area for research.
What is it about this particular one that does look so promising?
The tests they've got so far that it performs extremely well in the laboratory and it uses low-cost materials.
Dr. Patterson says the research is still years away from practical application.
It's a bit hard to say how many years, because this research is proceeding at different speeds depending on funding and resources and the whole debate that's going on at the moment about the price of carbon.
Dr. Lincoln Patterson from the CSIRO, ending that report from Meredith Griffiths.